In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, Mass is being offered in honor of St. Anthony, our patron. Today, I find that last little bit of the Gospel to be very instructive. Our Lord is desiring you and I to know that through Nicodemus, a great strong passage where he says, really, in another place of Scripture, he'll say it more explicitly. But here he says, unless you are born of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. He's saying there, unless you receive this grace of rebirth, you can't enter into heaven. That's a very important thing. We see here that he speaks about how one enters into this new birth. He says it's by water and by Spirit. He's saying specifically baptism. Baptism is important, absolutely necessary, as our Lord speaks about, to make it to heaven. So if anybody ever comes to you and say, I can just say a prayer from my heart, and that's good enough. And if I can just turn to the Lord in the silence of my heart, you point him to the Scripture. And you can point him to another Scripture where it says, where our Lord is asked the very same question, how can one be saved? He says, repent and be baptized. Repent and be baptized. There he says it even more explicitly than he does here. But here he's talking about the rebirth is not a prayer that one makes from one's heart, which you don't find that here anywhere in the words of Jesus. But you do find him saying you have to be reborn of water and of the Spirit. Of baptism, we understand that, and of the grace that God desires to give to all those who put their trust in him through what Cynthia has received recently, which is to say through confirmation, which is the rebirth that we are given through that Spirit. The Spirit hovers over the waters in baptism. We beautifully do that, as you saw there from the Easter Vigil, those of you who went and assisted with us. But in that last passage, he talks about the Spirit. And he says, the Spirit is just like the wind. You hear the wind, you hear its ruido, you hear the noise which it makes, but you don't see it. And so it goes and blows wherever it wishes, wherever it desires to go. And so it is sent by the Spirit. The Spirit is the one that moves. And so it is those who are born of the Spirit. What does that mean for you and I? Something that would be very familiar to those of you who are here of our Spanish language family, because you say it to me all the time, constantly, maybe like three times every time you see me, at least, right? You've forced me to say it too. And so I say it all the way because I want to be more like you. What does it say? That is to say that somebody who's really living life by the Spirit actually doesn't know what's going to go on from day to day, even more than that, from hour to hour and from moment to moment. Because one who's truly living by the Spirit, we are open to whatever it is that God wants because we're listening to him. We have constant communication, as we're going to talk about in the Spanish in just a moment, that those who are baptized into Christ actually live a life of the Trinity inside themselves. The Trinity is active inside of you. Even now as you're doing it, as you're going through school, as you're doing whatever it is you do, as you're working through math problems, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is doing something inside of you. And that's the most important part of you. It's important for us to notice that. And so what that means, if we are living truly life by the Spirit, is that we don't know what's going on. And so when we say we have a plan, when we say we have an idea that we're going to go, when we leave Father and we say, hey, I'll see you tomorrow at Mass, you don't say it like that, do you? What do you say to me? That's right. Say, primero Dios, right? Con favor de Dios. With God's help, I'll do this. If the Lord wills, I'll do it. If the Lord gives me grace, I'll see you tomorrow. But if not, you know, all sorts of crazy things can happen in life, right? You can get caught out on the ranch. You can get caught out in work. You can get caught out and maybe you break a part of your body like you did one time, right? You get hurt. All these things happen. We don't know what's going on. But we do know that if we're to live life by the Spirit, that he directs our life. We don't direct our life. And that's what our Lord is drawing attention to here. Let's ask our Lord for that deeper grace of trying to live a life all the more by the Spirit. And one of the ways you and I can practice it is by doing as they practice all throughout the New Testament, which is why you say it so beautifully here to me each and every time and remind me, yes, I'm not in control of my life. And that's what you're saying when you say, primero Dios. That's when you say, God willing, I'll do this. That's what you're saying is that if the Lord actually gives me the grace, I'll do it. But if he has something else that I'm actually supposed to do, I'm going to listen to the Spirit and let him direct my life because the Spirit comes and goes and we don't know where he is or where he's directing, but in the moment he'll give us that inspiration. And so that's the life of the Christian. So ask him that we live it all the more in that way. A little deeper sense, we're going to give thanks to that here in Spanish.
Jesús explica a Nicodemo el porter de la necesidad del bautismo para la salvación. Ser bautizado significa ser hijo de la Trinidad. Nos convertimos en hijos y hijas de Dios a la manera de Jesús, el Hijo unigénito del Padre. El bautismo significa entrar por Jesús en la familia de las tres personas divinas. Significa compartir la vida y el amor mismos de la Trinidad. El bautismo nos permite experimentar el gozo y la felicidad eternos del cielo mientras aún estamos en la tierra. El apóstol San Juan, el amado de Dios, nos dice que el bautismo nos da la comunión con el Padre y el Hijo en un mismo espíritu. Este es el significado más profundo de nuestro renacimiento espiritual en y por Cristo en el bautismo, que culmina en el gloria celestial. Toda la vida espiritual del cristiano es vivir como hijo de Dios dentro de la familia de la Trinidad. Que nadie subestime el valor del bautismo. El bautismo establece una verdadera amistad entre las tres personas divinas y el recién entre las tres y el recién bautizado. Por eso, para nosotros cristianos, la Trinidad se convierte en nuestra casa. Es la casa paterna que nunca debemos abandonar. Al igual que Jesús, el Hijo Divino nunca abandonó el seno de su Padre. Progresar en la vida espiritual es fundamentalmente llenarse cada vez más de la presencia real de la Trinidad en el alma y dejarse conducir por Jesús a una comunión cada vez más íntima con el Padre, el Hijo y también el Espíritu Santo, que son siempre unidos en la presencia de Dios celestial. Jesús vino a darnos a conocer esta morada vivificante de la Trinidad en el alma. Dijo, sí, algo quiere amarme, guardará mis mandamientos y mi Padre le amará. Y vendremos a Él y haremos morada en Él. El bautismo marca el comienzo de esta presencia de las personas divinas en el alma. El bautismo da al alma la gracia, el derecho a gozar de la posesión de la Santísima Trinidad. Una pregunta, ¿has pensado alguna vez en este hecho? Dios solamente tiene un deseo, entrarse y ser amado, entregarse y ser amado. San Gregorio, el Papa. San Gregorio Nacianzen, uno de los padres de la Iglesia. Él se dice, lo bien, Dios anhela ser angelado. Dios anhela ser angelado. Por eso venimos a misa un día como hoy, que no es domingo. Por eso vinimos a la adoración antes de la misa por una hora. Queremos experimentar el anhelo de Dios por nosotros en el sacramento bendito, el santico sacramento celestial. Queremos abundar nuestro débil anhelo más Trinidad dentro de nosotros. Esto solo quiere decir que deseamos sacar más y más de la gracia de nuestro bautismo. Sí. Si solo Dios es la fuente de nuestra vida espiritual y eterna y elige habitar en nosotros, ¿qué gracia tenemos en este bautismo? En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.